Good Tuesday. Today is October the 8th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, the registration and re-registration of chemicals is a job of the EPA. We're going to talk about a popular insecticide that they are reducing and restricting the amount of use that can be found with it. We're going to talk about that and more after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Taking a look at your agricultural headlines, the U.S. EPA recently announced new measures designed to protect threatened and endangered species from the effects of insecticides. In this case, it was chlorpyrifos. Chlorpyrifos is more commonly known as Lorsban or Dursban, and the measure announced includes additional product labels that contain additional protections and direct pesticide applicators to consult the EPA's Bulletin Live 2, that's their sort of section on a website, accesses the endangered species protection bulletins and identifies pesticide use limitation areas. Now, collectively, these measures will not only protect listed species, but also reduce exposure to non-listed species, the EPA said. EPA said it would soon issue a proposed rule to revoke the tolerances associated with all food uses, except 11 food and feed crops uses identified in a 2020 agency decision. Those crops would include alfalfa, apples, asparagus, tart cherries, citrus, cotton, peaches, soybeans, strawberries, sugar beets, and wheat, both spring and winter wheat. At this time, all pre-August 2021 final rule chlorpyrifos tolerances have been reinstated and are currently in effect. And based on the available data, retaining only the 11 food uses along with the geographic limitations and additional mitigation measures could decrease average annual pounds of chlorpyrifos applied in the U.S. by 70% compared to historical uses. Now, this product, again, is an organophosphate insecticide commonly used on agricultural crops and non-food sites such as ornamental plants and nurseries, golf course turf, or wood treatment. The mitigation of chlorpyrifos includes restrictions on when to apply, on tank mixing, and use limitations related to both runoff and drift, as well as wind speed restrictions. All registrants have submitted these product labeling amendments to the EPA, as well as amendments describing how to report ecological incidents associated with the pesticide applications, if any should be observed. Again, we're talking about two common products here, Lorsban, Dursban, also known as Warhawk, Pilot, Erase, Govern, Hatchet, Whirlwind. There's a number of different, maybe less commonly known names for this particular insecticide. Now, the registration review process for chlorpyrifos is ongoing, according to the EPA. In 2025, the agency said it plans to issue an amended proposed interim decision for the product for public comment, followed by the interim decision then in late 25. In 2022, the EPA finalized a rule effectively banning the use of this product among U.S. farmers, and the rule was issued in response to an order from the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit. In November of 23, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Eighth Circuit ruled the EPA rule was arbitrary and capricious in a lawsuit filed by agricultural groups led by the American Farm Bureau Federation, and the Eighth Circuit's ruling cleared the way for the EPA to restore the use of the product for the 2024 growing season. Now, the EPA issued an interim registration for the insecticide in December of 2020 before the Ninth Circuit handed down that order in April of 21. That led to the EPA issuing then its food tolerance revocation. In December of 2020, action by the EPA, it found the 11 high-benefit, low-risk crop uses for the product. That finding was subject then to the lawsuit in the Eighth Circuit. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. Well, yesterday we talked about Hurricane Helene and some of the assessment. Now some of the possible effects of the hurricane on southeastern agriculture are being assessed. USDA's Rod Bain has more.
Potential impacts to agriculture from Hurricane Helene? USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says considering the swath of winds and heavy rains from a stretch from Florida's Big Bend to as far north as areas of Virginia and Tennessee,
at 140 miles per hour, is moving much faster. That pushed the wind damage envelope further inland. It was the rainfall with Helene that did so much more damage across the southern Appalachians.
There are some indications, although very preliminary according to Rippey, of the extent of farm crop and infrastructure damage associated with Helene. For instance,
we are certainly thinking that there will be extensive damage to the number two cotton state, Georgia, as the hurricane rolled right through some of the major production areas in the southern part of the state. Those bowls were mostly open and were likely stripped from the plants and are completely lost.
Georgia's pecan crop is also expected to be impacted by Helene.
Georgia likely lost a number of trees and orchards due to the extensive wind damage that pushed up through south central Georgia, places like Valdosta, and even northward into the central part of the state.
Unharvested summer crops in the Peach State and along the path of Helene also face damage.
Things like corn as you move a little further north and getting into the soybean country in the southeast, there will be some effects there as well. But those are relatively minor crops from a national perspective.
Rippey adds crop fields suffering significant flooding along the path of Helene
are ruined for this year and perhaps for years to come due to extensive damage, debris, and potential contamination from floodwaters.
One crop that could fare all right in the wake of Helene, Georgia peanuts.
Hoping at this point that peanuts, which can withstand some water as long as it's not standing water, should be able to survive. Harvest will be able to resume once the soils dry out enough for harvest. So we're hoping that peanuts will be a little less affected than some of those above ground crops like the cotton and the pecans.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.